Langdon peered more intently at the tiny detail. That letter R, that is definitely not in Botticelli's original.
There's another letter, Sienna said, pointing.
Langdon followed her outstretched finger to another of the 10 ditches in the Malabolge, where the letter E was scrawled on a false prophet whose head had been put on backward.
What in the world? This painting has been modified.
Other letters now appeared to him, scrawled on sinners throughout all 10 ditches of the Malabolge. He saw a C on a seducer being whipped by demons, another R on a thief perpetually bitten by snakes, an A on a corrupt politician submerged in a boiling lake of tar.
These letters, Langdon said with certainty, are definitely not part of Botticelli's original. This image has been digitally edited.
He returned his gaze to the uppermost ditch of the Malabolge and began reading the letters downward through each of the 10 ditches from top to bottom. C, A, T, R, O, V, A, C, E, R.
Quattrovasser? Langdon said. Is this Italian?
Sienna shook her head.
Not Latin either. I don't recognize it.
A signature, maybe?
Quattrovasser?
She looked doubtful.
Doesn't sound like a name to me, but look over there.
She pointed to one of the many characters in the third ditch of the Malabolge. When Langdon's eyes found the figure, he instantly felt a chill. Among the crowd of sinners in the third ditch was an iconic image from the Middle Ages. A cloaked man in a mask with a long, bird-like beak and dead eyes. The plague mask.
Is there a plague doctor in Botticelli's original? Sienna asked.
Absolutely not. That figure has been added.
And did Botticelli sign his original?
Langdon couldn't recall. But as his eyes moved to the lower right-hand corner where a signature normally would be, he realized why she had asked. There was no signature, and yet barely visible along La Mappa's dark brown border was a line of text in tiny block letters. La verità è visibile solo attraverso gli occhi della morte. Langdon knew enough Italian to understand the gist.
The truth can be glimpsed only through the eyes of death.
Sienna nodded.
Bizarre.
The two of them stood in silence as the morbid image before them slowly began to fade.
Dante's Inferno, Langdon thought. Inspiring foreboding pieces of art since 1330.
Langdon's course on Dante always included an entire section on the illustrious artwork inspired by the Inferno. In addition to Botticelli's celebrated map of hell, there was Rodin's timeless sculpture of the three shades from the gates of hell. Stradinus's illustration of Phlegis paddling through submerged bodies on the river Styx. William Blake's lustful sinners swirling through an eternal tempest. Bouguereau's strangely erotic vision of Dante and Virgil watching two nude men locked in battle. Byrus's tortured souls huddling beneath a hail-like torrent of scalding pellets and droplets of fire. Salvador Dali's eccentric series of watercolors and woodcuts. And Doré's huge collection of black and white etchings depicting everything from the tunneled entrance to Hades to winged Satan himself. Now it seemed that Dante's poetic vision of hell had not only influenced the most revered artists throughout history, it had also, apparently, inspired yet another individual, a twisted soul who had digitally altered Botticelli's famous painting, adding 10 letters, a plague doctor, and then signing it with an ominous phrase about seeing the truth through the eyes of death. This artist had then stored the image on a high-tech projector sheathed in a freakishly carved bone. Langdon couldn't imagine who would have created such an artifact. And yet, at the moment, this issue seemed secondary to a far more unnerving question. Why the hell am I carrying it?